Penguin Random House Audio presents Last Stand by Michael Punk. Read for you by Sean Renette. For Sophie and Beau, may your children's children see wild buffalo on the plains. Motionless, with head thrown back and in an attitude of attention, he calmly inspected the vessel floating along below him. So beautiful an object amid his wild surroundings, and with his background of brilliant sky, that no hand was stretched out for the rifle. There is one spot left, a single rock about which this tide will break, and past which it will sweep, leaving it undefiled by the unsightly traces of civilization. George Bird Grinnell. Prologue. The Stand. After placing about 15 shots where they were most needed, I had the herd stopped, and the buffalo paid no attention to the subsequent shooting. Victor Grant Smith. Vic Smith, a hunter, lifted his head above a rise on the plains floor, peering down at several hundred buffalo in the valley of the Redwater River. The Montana winter of 1881 was frigid, all the more so because Smith lay prone in the snow, two Sharps buffalo rifles and several bandoliers of cartridges spread out on a tarp beside him. Smith was careful to stay downwind and wore a white sheet to conceal him from the nearest animals, 300 yards away. For a while, he just watched, his experienced eyes studying the herd.